It's always special when you beat a Premiership team. Saying that, I'm honest enough, and you know me by now, that would I be lucky today with a missing player from Newcastle? You know, if you start thinking in any other position, at the back, Simpson, Coloccini, the goalkeeper, Kroll, you go through the middle with Tiote, Kabay, Gutierrez, Benarfa, Placise, Ambada, Elef. I mean, what a team is that? That one. So we needed to take advantage of the opportunity. Sometimes it's worse, you know that, because the players are coming on, they give you an extra bit. They know how important is the cup. But it was up to us to take advantage of the situation. I think we've done it.
They came out all guns blazing. You tried to take a grip of the game early on, didn't you?
Yeah, well, the idea for us was to see first the shape and then to start looking for the spaces, the way we play. I think we were quite brave in the beginning. We were creating half chances. We were going forward. We were in control. And then we lost for a while. It's normal. They got good players and they're going to come in the game. So we needed to be solid at that time. We needed the goalkeeper to stay calm. So we done overall things very well. A bit worse when they went down to 10. I thought that we were in a very good day. It would be even easier. But, you know, you cannot ask always perfection to the players, and you need to be happy as well.
Two goals this time around, one for Andrea Orlandi, who's been playing well for you, but nice for Will Hoskins to get on the score sheet finally.
I had a chat with him before he went in, because last weekend, I talked to him before the Ipswich game, and I said, you're going to have a chance. And he had a great chance to score in the last seconds of the game. Today I said, you're going to score a goal. I don't say a chance because I don't want you to have a chance. I want you to score a goal. And please, I know how difficult it is for a striker when you are coming on 20 minutes or half an hour, or even playing from the start and not scoring, and it was desperate. So also he settled down the game because it was a bit of nerves in the stand and the players as well, so it was a great moment to score.
And what about this competition now? I mean, the draw tomorrow, what do you fancy?
Me, the smallest teams in the division here at home. The players, the biggest, away from home. We'll see, maybe we'll get someone in the middle.
And what is it about you and Newcastle United? You're going to get ready for you're going to be bombarded now with questions.
I think it's a relationship that is going to go forever. There is something between Newcastle and me, and who knows, maybe in 10, 15 years' time, I'm going to be up in there managing a great club like Newcastle.